Last week, we had so much fun talking about thrillers, we decided to do it again this week. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new mystery novels guaranteed to keep you turning the pages, no matter how scary they get. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. I've never read a book quite like The 22 Murders of Madison May by Max Barry, which combines science fiction and murder mystery in a fascinating way, setting an obsessive serial killer loose in the multiverse. It starts with an attractive young real estate agent named Maddie May showing a decrepit property to a somewhat shady guy named Clayton Horse. Maddie's bad feelings about Clayton turn out to be justified. She does not leave the showing alive. Right before Clayton kills her, he tells her he loves her in every world. Now, what does that mean? Soon we will figure it out, as does journalist Felicity Staples investigating Maddie's murder. This Clayton dude is chasing Maddie down in numerous alternate universes, all slightly different. Felicity gets caught up in this world switching too, and keeps finding herself with different versions of her boyfriend and her apartment, with and without her cat. And then she meets a guy named Hugo, who's part of a whole group that's hopping dimensions trying to stop the madness. Clayton turns out to be your basic incel. In the universe where Maddie is a minor movie star, he was an obsessive fan who believed he had a relationship with her and was disappointed. Very, very disappointed, as you can tell from the title, 22 Bloody Acts of Revenge Worth. Author Max Barry is well known and highly thought of in the sci-fi world, and based on the reviews I read online, the people who have been reading him for years were excited and impressed by this genre-busting addition to his oeuvre. Our second book is The Turnout by Megan Abbott. After blockbuster thrillers set among cheerleaders and gymnasts, the master of dark female energy turns to the obsessive subculture of ballet. Sisters Dara and Marie Durant have been running the studio founded by their mother since they were orphaned as teenagers. They operate as a tight trio with Dara's disabled husband, Charlie, who was once the school's prize student and was living with the Durant sisters at the time of the parents' death. Since then, they've all stayed together in the house they grew up in. But early on, Marie decides to move out and starts living on the top floor of the dance studio. She may or may not be responsible for a fire that breaks out and destroys part of the school. It's terrible timing, as they are just about to go into rehearsal for their annual production of The Nutcracker. Enter Derek, a burly, coarse contractor who seems completely on top of things and then brings on every remodeling project nightmare you ever heard of. It doesn't improve matters when Marie becomes obsessed with him and they begin a ravenous and poorly hidden affair. Pulsing with suspense and drenched with eroticism, even the bugs in this book are sexy. From a flashback scene, the sisters in their childhood beds. "Are you thinking about a boy?" Marie would whisper from the bunk above. Long summer nights, the click of the beetles, the soft grind of the cicadas, all those crickets rubbing their legs together, the low moan of the mosquitoes at the screen. Ah, the soft grind of the cicadas. We know it well.
The books are The 22 Murders of Madison May by Max Barry and The Turnout by Megan Abbott. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weeklyreader or on the WIPR app. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.